Hi, my name is Dave Sanderson. Welcome to the Red Jacket Podcast. At Red Jacket, we believe wealth is the fountainhead of flourishing, not just for you and your family, but for a society. We work with clients who want to grow and protect that wealth. And the greatest destroyer of that wealth is taxation. Direct taxation, income tax, corporate tax, and indirect taxation, inflation, which is built into the fiat monetary system. On this podcast, we share with you our insights, our experience, and our relationships, not just so that you can fight those forces, but so that you can exploit them. We hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening. Okay, Ken, I gave you a book last night. Despite the Bitcoin sticker on the cover, it's called The Bitcoin Standard.
The Bitcoin Standard.
Which,
okay, I haven't read it yet.
Well,
but
it was
I'm
just last
to.
Night, and you will, if you're like my partner and I, it might just open up. It's been amazing. It's really a incredible technology, and I don't expect you to be convinced of that as we sit here on this couch. Yes, it was 67,000 a coin, and now it's 24,000 or whatever. But for those people who agree that this is the digitization of money, and therefore the amount per coin could be a very big number. It could be $1 million a coin in the next 10 years. So a thought I had that I approached you with was, well, why don't we put the entire smart savings structure around a Bitcoin exposure? A lot of people would love to own Bitcoin if it's going from here to $1 million in the next 10 years, but don't really want to own it if it's going to zero, if they just own it outright. So is it possible to put it inside the structure, and what would it mean to the investors?
It's absolutely possible, and you know, I'm interested in it from the perspective. My understanding is, and I'm not a Bitcoin expert, that there is a limited amount of Bitcoin, so there is a supply and demand incentive there, and so because they can't keep producing Bitcoin on an unending basis, you're going to end up with a supply and demand incentive pushing the value up. So I see the potential value in that. There's no question it can fit within the structure, and the structure itself creates such significant tax benefits. It's actually, you're going to be cash positive on our structure regardless of what you invest in. So at the end of the day, if you invest the money in Bitcoin and it doesn't generate the 6% that we're projecting, but does much more or even less, it doesn't result in any cash flow differential to you between year one and year 10. It really only results in how much is left over at the end to give to the charity.
Let's do this. Let's say we do the smart savings program on top of a Bitcoin exposure. And let's say Bitcoin goes to zero. What position is the client in at the end of 10 years?
If Bitcoin goes to zero, and you don't have cash to donate so that there's residual value to the charity.
Right.
And ultimately, to make the exchange and donate, you want to create substantial residual value to the charity. So I think if you got to the point where the Bitcoin had effectively gone to zero, we'd have to create or require additional capital contributions before you exchange and donate. Because ultimately the policy, which is relevant from a GAR perspective, The policy is to create legitimate value to charities as a result of you transferring an asset which has grown. So we can solve that problem, but it will just reduce your net ultimate residual value. But interestingly enough, you're on 10 units, you should be already at around $150,000 a head.
So that's where I was going. Regardless of what Bitcoin does, you've got all the interest deductions over all the years. So you're going to be cash on cash up 150. Fair statement?
Yes.
Okay. So the way I would process that as a investment executive is, this is like I don't know, this instrument doesn't exist. This is like a call option on Bitcoin where we pay you $150,000 if we're dead wrong. Worst case scenario is you're up $150,000. Best case scenario is you have a significant exposure to Bitcoin over 10 years.
With the added change, though, if you're going to get out of it, out of the smart savings plan on a safe, tax-efficient basis,
yeah.
We're going to make a capital call, put that money in, so when the units go to the charity gets it. So if you're up 150,
yeah.
Let's just come up with simple numbers. You're up 150, and let's suppose you write a check into the partnership for $100,000.
Yeah.
You're down to 50, but you get a $100,000 donation receipt that saves you half.
So it's worth 50.
So you're going to end up net ahead, still 100. The charity walks away with 100, and you've got no real practical commercial exposure.
Right.
On your ride on the Bitcoin experience.
Right. Well, I think this is a beautiful I speak with people all the time who are nervous about making an allocation to Bitcoin, and that's a fair statement at this point in life. But if your worst case scenario is you're going to be up 100 grand the next 10 years, and that's on the minimum, what a great way to make an allocation.
And you may choose to not do 100% to Bitcoin.
Right, right.
You know, hedge your bets. Right. That way as well.
Okay. So coming in early 23? Yeah, 23. We can do that?
We can if we choose to do it.
Yeah,
we absolutely can do it.
Excellent. Thanks very much for listening. We'd love to hear from you. If you have questions or maybe you have something to add to the conversation, we're at redjacket.ca. And on the website, you'll see the phrase "relationships matter." We really believe that. And encourage you to start one with us. Thanks again for listening.